Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. All the way from Southern Illinois, Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry known as the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer. Follow along in the Word of God. Let's lift up the name of Jesus. Let's exalt Him. Let's enter into His presence. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is wonderful to be with you each and every day. I want to thank the Lord for the opportunity He has given us to come to you and bring you a little bit of the gospel in song and in word. I trust that it is a blessing to you, and by the end of each service, you're going to feel lifted up and encouraged. We want you to feel closer to the Lord, draw nigh unto Him, and we want you to go away with your soul blessed and fed with some spiritual strength. Can you do that in 15 minutes? With the Holy Ghost anointing us, we can do it, and so can you. Well, if you would, give somebody a call and invite them to tune in. Have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. The Word of God to begin today's service comes from 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Let's be ready to pray here in just a little while. Page 43, sing with us on Count Your Many Blessings. Name them one by one. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you His wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy. Your reward in heaven, nor your home on high. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Hallelujah. Well, we appreciate the good things that God has given to his people. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Some of you listening might remember Brother W.H. Kessler from South Dakota that later taught Bible school in Neosho, Missouri at Ozark Bible Institute. He and his wife, Caroline, and we are thankful that we knew them and had a little part of their ministry. Brother Kessler used to come in class and he'd want to sing that chorus. And he would say, instead of singing, naming them one by one, he would say, let's weigh them ton by ton. So we would sing, count your many blessings, weigh them ton by ton. Well, you'll have as many tons as you have blessings. Some of those blessings would weigh more than a ton if you could put them on the scale. But in memory of Brother Kessler, and some of you in the audience may have known him or known about him, that might bring a little smile to your face. Count your blessings, weigh them ton by ton. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Hallelujah. Our precious promise today, before we pray, comes to us from Isaiah 12:3. Behold, God is the God of my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Hallelujah. Well, that's a ton of blessings right there. Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord, for being the God of our salvation. Thank you, Lord, that we can be like Isaiah and say, I will trust and not be afraid. We are thankful that the Lord Jehovah is our strength and our song, and he has become our salvation. What a wonderful, wonderful way to pray. We're thankful, Lord, that we have confidence in you. Lord, to the extent that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And we know, Lord, that if you hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of him. Thank you, Lord, for these promises. Have your way in our hearts and lives today. Use this service for the glory of God. We lift you up and we encourage you today. Lord, I just pray that you'll help us to be a blessing to each one of these in the audience today. And I pray, Lord, you'll just stir our hearts and lives. Use us for your glory. Hear and answer prayer. Let this broadcast touch some heart that's unsaved. And may today be the day that someone finds you as his or her Savior. Touch the sick and the shut-in, the discouraged. Whatever the needs may be, Lord, that are coming to you right now, we bring them in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the temple be filled with his glory. Let the courts be filled with his praise. Let us worship the Lord in the of holies, Zion rejoiceth again. Hallelujah. Well, let's fill our temple each day with the praises of the Lord. The Bible says, ye are the temple. Hallelujah. I want to, in my heart, I want it to be filled with praise. If my heart is his temple, I want his praises to go forth in my heart. He inhabits the praises of his people. So let's dwell in his presence. Let's continually have a praise in our heart to him. I just steal away and pray. Every time I do a deed I shouldn't do, every time I say a word I shouldn't say, let me tell you what I do, and it brings the blessing too. I just steal away somewhere and pray. I just steal away and pray. I just steal away and pray. And I ask the blessed Lord to lead the way. Well, I just steal away. I just steal away. I just steal away somewhere and pray. Oftentimes I'm made to bow my head in shame for some needless word or deed. But I never am ashamed of the Savior's blessed name. I just steal away somewhere and pray. Well, I just steal away. I just steal away. And I ask the blessed Lord to lead the way. I just steal away. I just steal away somewhere and pray. Hallelujah. Christ the Savior always hears and answers prayer. And he gives me many blessings every day. So when I have done my best and I failed to pass the test, I just steal away somewhere and pray. Oh, let's sing it now. Well, I just steal away. I just steal away, and I ask the blessed Lord to lead the way. Well, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We'll finish that in just a little bit, the Lord permitting. Let me hear from you, if you will. The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And the website where you can hear the broadcast anytime. You can also contribute with your debit or credit card, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Well, I just steal away. I just steal away. And I ask the blessed Lord